Stupid, stupid, stupid. How could you be so stupid? Seriously, what were you thinking, stupid? Did you honestly think you would be able to pull this off? What is wrong with you? Loneliness is what's wrong with me. I'm lonely and so desperate for a change that I'm willing to do things I've never done before. But asking Justin for help was clearly not the solution to my problem. All I've done is freak him out on his birthday and force him to confess that he is among one of the many, many men in the world who find it distasteful to imagine me in bed without my clothes on. God, I'm never going to live that down. Never. I'm so embarrassed I can't lift my gaze from the floor. I push through the crowd with my chin tucked to my chest, hurry around the edge of the dance floor as fast as my insanely high heels will allow, and swing through the glass door leading out of the private party and into Bobo's public bar, trying not to hyperventilate with shame. But my cheeks are hot, tears are rising in my eyes, and my ribs are doing their best to squeeze my heart into a puddle of misery juice. All I want to do is run home, dive under the covers, and hide there for the rest of the weekend. But I can't leave. Laura is still out there, living it up, and I have to stay and make sure my sister doesn't get on the wrong train home, the way she did on the 4th of July, the last time she had more than two drinks. I may be terrible at flirting, partying, dancing, or doing anything else remotely cool, but I'm a good sister. A damned good sister. I grumble as I slide onto a stool at the end of the bar. You're going to owe me for this one, Law. Big time. I order a glass of white wine, happy to pay for a drink as long as it means I can hide out here in the near darkness of the ultra-modern bar, away from Justin and his super-chic friends and his perfectly put-together party. I didn't belong there. Even in these trendy new clothes that Laura insisted are sexy, fashionable, and worth the $400 I shelled out to purchase them, I'd felt like a lump of mashed potatoes in a room full of artisanal organic salad. Yes, mashed potatoes can offer sustenance and are a cozy, comforting, familiar addition to any holiday meal. But compared to a fresh, crisp, perfectly proportioned salad with ginger zest and an antioxidant-packed dressing, they're just lumpy, bland, and sad. I am lumpy, bland, and sad.